Hi, good morning, everyone, and thank you for joining us on the Hedgeye Risk Management Conference Call, Q4 Key Macro Themes Presentation and Conference Call. It's hosted by our macro team and led by Keith McCullough and Daryl Jones. I'm Dave Ferguson, Director of Sales here at Hedgeye Risk Management. If you can please bear with me while I read a brief disclaimer. Hedgeye is not a broker-dealer and does not make investment recommendations. This presentation does not constitute an offer to sell or a solicitation of an offer to buy any security. This information is presented without regard to individual investment preferences or risk parameters. It is general and does not constitute specific investment advice. This presentation is based on information from sources believed to be reliable. Hedgeye is not responsible for errors, inaccuracies, or omissions of information. For more, including terms of use of our information, please visit us at hedgeye.com. There's a few things I'd like to touch on quickly before we kick off the call. Please note, there are slides associated with this presentation. If you do not have them, please send an email to sales@hedgeye.com, and we'll be sure to get them to you as soon as possible. We'll have a question and answer session at the end of the call. If you have any questions at any time, please submit them to qa@hedgeye.com. Now, we have several prospective clients on the call today, so I'd like to take an opportunity to explain briefly who we are and what we do so that everyone has some context as we proceed. Hedgeye is focused exclusively on generating and delivering actionable, topical, and timely investment ideas to a limited number of subscribers. We are not a broker-dealer and do not have investment banking, trading, ratings, or targets. We feel our structure enables us to provide our limited institutional client base with high-quality research, insights, and ideas without conflict within a transparent, accountable, and reliable framework. Most of our sector heads have buy-side experience here at Hedgeye, and we essentially run a proven buy-side process whereby we marry our top-down macro-oriented work with our fundamental bottom-up industry and stock-specific work. As you may know, Keith McCullough is our CEO who champions our macro process, and he's joined on the call by Daryl Dale, who runs our macro business, along with Howard Penny, Matt Hedrick, and Darius Dale, who all contribute to our macro product each and every day. With that, I'm really excited to kick off the call, so without any further delay, let me hand it off to Keith.
Thanks, David, and thank you to everyone for taking the time this morning. I realize these are very volatile times. I have to say, you know, it's been a long, feels like forever, really, since we started the firm. But it's been a long, strange trip, suffice to say. I think we've, you know, traversed many peaks and valleys and many debates that have to do with the ideologies associated with Keynesian economics, you know, the perspectives associated with bailouts, free money, cutting interest rates, all the traditional things that I was evidently taught on this very campus. My office is where I went to college on Yale's campus. And again, I have to say it's been a very humbling but also illuminating time. I think generationally, from an investor's perspective, we've all learned a lot, and I think those who've decided to apply what we've learned are going to do quite well over the course of the next, call it 3 to 5 years, which might feel like 300 to 500 years if volatility stays this high. But from a globally interconnected risk perspective, I have not seen these signals that I'm seeing since October of 2008. And I guess without saying that I, you know, don't have anyone else's model, and I don't particularly care what anyone else thinks because I use my model, and my model is based on last prices. I think that this is a very unique perspective on the market. It's certainly not meant to sound alarmist. That's not my nature. My nature is to get loud when I have conviction. And I think that anyone who's worked at a hedge fund or a mutual fund or a pension fund on the buy side, we get paid to raise our voice when we have conviction or at least raise the size of our positions. And when I go through the number one theme that we have for this quarter, the dollar, I have a very high level of conviction, obviously because we've done very well with the dollar. We've made 24 different trading calls on the dollar in the last 4 years, and we've been right 23 times. So maybe it's me capitulating or peaking, being my own contrarian factor, but I think what it's really telling me is that the math and the scenario analysis and the probabilities behind this model are telling us something that's very different as it has throughout the year, relative to what Wall Street's saying. And I trust, again, our model because I trust that the market knows a lot more than any individual in this market knows. And I think that that's another important lesson that we've had an opportunity to learn as risk managers in 2011. So with all that said, as a matter of process, trade trend tail is what we do. So just to give you the definitions on those before I get into these slides, trade is 3 weeks or less. And again, it's just meant to lay out duration. I never believed in the medium hold, super strong buy thing that the sell side would sell to me when I was in your seat, so I don't expect to sell to you. What I'm trying to do is give you duration risk. So immediate term is the trade, 3 weeks or less. Intermediate term is the trend, 3 months or more, quarterly type investors. And the tail, 3 years or less. I don't think that anyone can see beyond 3 years, and if they can, please send me their email. But again, the tails are where things break. They also break out. When tails are broken, we get very vocal on the negative side or on the bearish side. When tails are solidifying, like the dollar is now, we'll get very loud and vocal and in print, really, about why we see what we see. So let's get into it and look at the number one factor that's been driving both our viewpoint and our process for the last 3 years, which is what the dollar does on slide five. So if you get into it, the reality is if you've gotten the dollar right, you've gotten a lot of other things right. And I think that it's that simple. And maybe that's why a hockey player could have even done it here. And that's what's happened. Because, if you've got the dollar right, you probably got growth right. And if you get the dollar and growth right, you've had a really good year. Or certainly haven't had a bad year. So, what's happened in the last couple weeks is more of, you know, people will say, well, look, you know, HedgEye can be short term. I think we're actually some of the longest term work. If you pull back the long term cycle work, particularly the dollar work that we've done, and whether you go back to 1971 when Nixon abandoned the gold standard, which is where I'm going to start, or you wrap around the two-week move that we've just seen. Now, just incidentally, the dollar's gone down for the first week this week in the last 4 weeks. So it's had a huge run since April, and I don't find that there's no irony in that. Ben Bernanke had his last QE2 basically statement at that time. Stocks peaked, dollars started to rally. The dollar's been up 5.5% at $77 on the U.S. dollar index since then, and U.S. equities have corrected 12% as of yesterday's close. So I think the dollar can get into the mid-80s. I'm going to get into that, and obviously that would be a 10% move higher from here. So let's get into what. So slide six, you got to take a step back. This is the slide we've used, I think, every quarterly call we've had for the last, you know, since the beginning of the year. And this does answer, and again, we can talk about causality versus correlation a lot.